Good day. This is Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, bringing you your daily financial services news wrap on this Monday, August 11th, 2025. First up, wealth in Australia finds itself in global spotlight. According to a report released by UBS Global, Australia finds itself sitting comfortably at second place worldwide in terms of median wealth, boasting a notable net worth of $268,424. Painting a picture of significant prosperity, the report identifies close to 2,000 US dollar millionaires right here in Australia. However, beneath the shining veneer of affluence, there's room for some reflection. Concerns regarding economic inequality have been stirred, with experts emphasizing the need for reassessing strategies to foster fair wealth distribution. As we trudge forward in our post-pandemic economic landscape, these discussions will likely affect housing, wage growth, and inflation. Moving on, the spotlight turns onto the Australian financial services sector. According to Assistant Treasurer Daniel Mulino, this sector is expected to drive national productivity. With inflation slowing down and wages on the rise, stakeholders are gearing up for the Economic Reform Roundtable. All eyes are on the potential reform discussions, including those concerning regulatory frameworks for superannuation funds. Aiming for both productivity and budget sustainability, it's predicted that these reforms will tackle significant issues such as climate change and housing shortages. Our third story today deals with a pressing issue for many: housing affordability. Skyrocketing land costs are contributing to a growing housing crisis. Between 2023 to 2024 alone, residential land values have risen by a staggering 8.8%. reaching a value of $7.7 trillion, making land account for over 70% of total housing value. There's a clear call for government intervention to put a lid on inflating land values and reignite shovel-ready projects. Analysts suggest interest rate cuts and infrastructure development among potential strategies. In our final update, a Victorian court has given the green light to a $34 million settlement in a class action against Suncorp over allegations of unlawful sales practices. The lawsuit focused on add-on insurance products traded through MTA Insurance, which Suncorp acquired in 2014. With Maurice Blackburn representing the plaintiffs, Suncorp, despite denying allegations, agreed to the settlement in order to expedite financial relief. And there you have it, your daily financial services news wrap. Keep an eye on financialservicesonline.com.au for your daily dose of financial news and insights. This is Paige Estritori signing off. Be financially informed, Australia.